This morning proved so rainy and uncertain that we were undetermined for some time whether we had best set out and risk the river, which appeared to be rising, or not. The rain ceased, and it became fair about meridian, at which time we loaded our canoes and at 1 p.m. left Fort Clatsop on our homeward-bound journey. At this place we had wintered and remained from the 7th of December, 1805, to this day, and have lived as well as we had any right to expect. And we can say that we were never one day without three meals of some kind a day, either poor elk meat or roots, notwithstanding the repeated fall of rain, which has fallen almost constantly since we passed the Long Narrows in November last. Soon after we had set out from Fort Clatsop, we were met by De Lachelle Wilt and eight men of the Chinooks, and De Lachelle Wilt's wife, the old bawd, and his six girls. They had a canoe, a sea otter skin, dried fish, and hats for sale. We purchased a sea otter skin and proceeded on through Meriwether's Bay. There was a stiff breeze from the southwest, which raised considerable swells around Meriwether's Point, which was as much as our canoes could ride. Above Point William, we came to at the camp of Drewyer and the Two Fields. They had killed two elk, which was about 1.5 miles distant. Here we encamped for the night, having made 16 miles.